I'm serious. And you can see where God has brought you from. Thank God for this down through the years. Guess what? God has been good to you. Amen. And that's why we celebrate. Amen. If I could sing to or talk to how I feel on the inside, translating the movement of my body. Amen. I would just start running around this church. Amen. God has been that good. Amen. And he is faithful. Amen. And guess what? Guess what, y'all? There are no words that we can accurately convey or confess to tell you how good he's been. Amen. He's just been good. Minister Bowman used to do that. Amen. He's just been so good that you can't even articulate. When you know for yourself where you were and where you still could be and where you should be, amen, it's only the blood of Jesus Christ that has kept you. It's only the love of Christ. It's only his grace and his mercy. Amen. If we would have gotten what we would deserve, we would be in that nation. But thank God, amen, he didn't give us that. But he sent his love, amen, but he sent his everything, Jesus Christ. Just thank God for who he is and those that are here, the few workers that are here, and those that are watching online, amen. We thank God for you, and I'm not going to hold you long. I pray not to hold you long because we do want to be going into our communion, amen. So we want to just challenge everybody. Watching online, you go and get you some bread. It don't matter if you've been in peace or whatever, wafer, cracker, amen, or some juice. If you have some juice, amen, we're going to bless it. And you can take communion with us. Amen. So we just thank God. We thank God for Deacon Wright. Amen. Thank God for Deacon Wright. Amen. Y'all just don't know the blessing that is to me personally, not just me, but to this church and to so many people. We want to let him know that we love him. Amen. Deacon Scott, thank God for him and all those working with this video, working with the sound and everything. Amen. I'm not going to say the drama. She knows who she talks to. She is, amen. She just tells me to save the trauma, amen. So we thank God for her. And Minister Williams,
amen.
And this is my wife, amen. Oh Lord, and she puts up with me. Thank you, wife. Amen. Thank you. I bless you for my wife, amen, and my children. Those of you that have your Bibles, if you can turn your attention to Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Hebrews. The fourth chapter, we're back here. We were here last week. We were here last week, and we're back here. The Lord just told me, he said, you're not finished dealing with this rest. Amen. You're not finished dealing with this rest. I want you to go back and visit it. And then he also laid on our hearts Matthew 11:28. Amen. And we're going to read that. Hebrews 4 chapter says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. We're going to deal with faith today as well. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the word were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of his seventh day on a wise, and God did rest from his seventh day from all his works. And in this place, again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they whom it was first preached, entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying, in days today, after so long a time, as it is said, he said this in Psalm 95, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them that rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Guess what, y'all? There remaineth, even to this day, there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. There remaineth a rest, for he that is entered into his rest has also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us therefore enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of those that died in the wilderness. For the word of God is quick, sharp, powerful, more powerful than two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing of the soul and the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of them with whom we have to do. Amen. And then verse 15 says, for we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as were we, yet without sin. Amen. And in Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then verse 29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Find meek and lowly in heart, and you will find what?
Rest.
Rest for my weary, for your weary soul. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just want to talk about Jesus Christ, our place of rest. Jesus Christ, our place of rest. Come unto me. Come unto me. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father God, we thank you just for who you are. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. We thank you, oh God, because in you we live, we move, and we have our very being. Father, oh God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you just continue as you already started to take control of the remainder of this service. Father, we pray that you lock all windows and doors, oh God. God, that your word will go forth with power and unction, oh God. Oh God, that your words will, oh God, just set the very atmosphere in this place. Father, that you dispatch even your angels of protection even over our lives, over this service. God, we bind and rebuke anything that's not like you, any distraction, anything, any thought, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, that, Lord, that your spirit, oh God, will just rule out and win out. God, we love you. We bless you, oh God, just for who you are. What you've done for us. Help us, oh God. Just deal with our hearts right now. That this word will prick. That this word will get to those deep places. That this word will get to those hidden places, oh God. Unto salvation and unto deliverance and unto sanctification. God, that we won't leave here the same. And even those listening online, oh God, we won't be the same. But God, help us to take inventory. Not on what somebody else is doing. But help us to take inventory of our own hearts. God, I pray this thing, oh God, and that you will speak to us, speak to that thing, speak to that burden, speak to that sin, oh God. Move it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, have your way. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you. For it's in Jesus' name, and for it's sake we pray. Amen. Jesus Christ, our place of rest. Amen. Come unto me. Now thank God for just who he is. Amen. Thank God for just knowing that we have something, y'all. We have something that not just something, but we have someone.
Yes.
Amen. Through the aid of the Holy Ghost, third person, amen, of the Godhead, that Christ lives in us, those who know Christ. And have accepted him into your heart as your personal Savior. Amen. Guess what? We have in him we live. And in Jesus we move. And in him we have our very being. Amen.
Amen.
And thank God because of his word. And thank God, man, his word is living. Amen. And the and I say it all the time, you can't separate Jesus Christ from his word. You can't. You can't separate the two. You can't say Jesus is over here and his word is over there. Amen. Christ and his word. He is the word. Amen. He is the word. And I thank God for Hebrews chapter 1. It says that he who being in the brightness of his glory, 1:3, and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had made himself and he purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Amen. And we know that in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. And that's why Jesus could stand on the deck of the boat in the storm and speak to the very elements. Speak to the very elements, speak to the very winds and the waves.
That's right.
And on that stormy sea, amen, he said, he rebuked. The Bible says he rebuked it.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, peace be still. Amen. Because the very elements, amen, of everything, the very cells, the very pews or the couch that you're sitting on, the very wood in it, you, amen, and me, and guess what? He created it all. He's the very creative power of the word of God. He spoke it. Amen. He framed the world in existence, and it came by way of his word. Amen. And that's why over and over again we bid you to hide the word in your heart. Because when you hide the very word in your heart, amen, you're hiding the very life of Christ, the very manifestation of Christ into your hearts. Amen. And that's why, guess what? During this COVID-19 pandemic, guess what? I'm doing great. Amen. Don't get me wrong, we go through like everybody else. Amen. But we have an anchoring. We have something. That anchoring ain't something.
That
anchoring is somebody. We have a place in Jesus Christ. You gotta know your place. Amen. You gotta know that you're seated. Amen. On the right hand of God. You're seated in him in heavenly places. And that's why the Bible says, set your affections on things above. And guess what? This whole text, y'all, this whole text in Hebrews chapter 4 is about Israel. The children of Israel. God had a place for them. He had a place of rest. Amen. And although we know that the place of Canaan was a geographical location, but extended so far beyond the geographical location. And the place of rest, and I'm not talking about a place where you can go, or a place that where you can drive to, but it's just a place of intimacy. It's a place of fulfillment. It's a place where you know that you know that Christ is in you and you're in him. It's a place that Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth where? In the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we thank God because we see here that Hebrews, the children of Israel, they had a faith failure. They had a faith failure. Right out in the wilderness. And just as the blood, when Moses went and represented God, he represented Christ. Amen. He said, take the lamb, put it over the doorpost, and he pokes, and he says, when I see the blood, the death angel will pass over. Yeah. Amen. That blood represents the covering, their salvation, and the release of the children of Israel from bondage, from Egypt. And the blood of Jesus Christ in our lives represents our payment for our sins unto salvation, which we call the Passover. Amen. But guess what? Even though they were saved out of Egypt, and even though many people in the church are saved unto heaven, we still have not operated in that place of rest. The children of Israel were saved from the death angel and the physical bondage of Egypt, but they hadn't broke free from the spiritual bondage of Egypt. Amen. And so although they were physically outside of Egypt in the wilderness, guess what? Egypt was still in them. And many of us today will struggle, amen, because the world, our culture, rules and reigns in our lives. So although they were God's chosen people, Guess what, y'all? They missed the mark. They missed the place of rest that God had intended for them. And that's why it says in our text in Hebrews 4:8, for if Jesus, right, which really is interpreted Joshua in the Greek, had, because Joshua and Jesus are the same name, if Joshua had given them rest, they would not have afterward have spoken of another day. And then he says, even after salvation, even after they're being led out of Egypt, amen, there still remained a rest for the people of God.
Yeah.
The rest that the Hebrew writer was referring to, amen, wasn't a geographical location.
Right.
He wasn't referring to even it was beyond their salvation. But the rest, and the rest wasn't talking about their church membership or their title or even me being a preacher or somebody being a deacon. But the rest is referring to a place in Christ. Amen. We not only have to enter into that rest, but guess what, y'all? That rest has to enter into us. And when the Lord broke me to that, that this is beyond dimension. Amen. That rest is a place, amen, that has to enter into us. Amen. And many people are saved, but they're not walking in that place of rest. Neither are they walking in the fullness of their inheritance. Amen. Because they're not operating out of a position or a place in Jesus Christ. Amen. And I've got 3 points. I've got 3 points. I'm hoping to get to the third one, but I'm going to give them to you now. And the 3 points is, amen, we talk about of Jesus Christ, our place of rest. First point is, it's a rest of faith and not feeling. Amen. The second point is, amen, it's a rest of compelling faith. Amen. It's a rest of a compelling faith. And not only is it a rest of compelling faith, but it's a rest of submission and surrender. Those are the 3 points. Amen. It's a rest of faith, not feeling. It's a rest of a compelling faith, and it's a rest of submission and surrender.
Yeah.
Amen. And when we talk about it's a rest of faith and not feeling, there are some circumstances, some consequences to decisions that we made that are irreversible. Yes, you can be restored. Yes, you can be forgiven. Amen. But the consequences of that decision can haunt you for the rest of your life. Man, the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. That whatever a man sow, that will he also reap. And I want to let y'all know that, guess what? This world is one big sowing ground. This world is one big field. And whether you know it or not, you are sowing seeds. Amen? You're either sowing seeds to righteousness. Amen? Or you're sowing seeds to disobedience. Amen? And one thing we need to know is that when we sow seeds of disobedience, those consequences, the enemy capitalizes on our fear.
Yeah.
Amen? He capitalizes on how we feel. And I'm telling you, y'all, when we talk about this word, it's quick, sharp, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen? Rightly dividing asunder the soul and the spirit. It's our feeling that get in the way and mess us up. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, my feelings, how you feel, your emotions will mess you up. Amen. And that's what happened. They had a faith failure right out in the wilderness because they focused on what they saw and they focused on how they felt. Amen. And the enemy sitting back like this. Amen. And guess what? He even in the midst of a bad situation, and all these calamities and all these things that can come upon you, he wants us operating out of how we feel instead of what we know. Amen. We've got to be broken to what we know. Amen. And it's the word of God that gets us there. Paul said, whatever state I'm in,
He said, I've learned how to be content.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you watch, you see people, hey man, going through this time, not even going through this time, going through any time. Man, people will move, they will change, they will get depressed, they will get anxious. And I'm not saying these things won't attack, but guess what? It's the word of God that breaks you into what you know, into knowing your position in Christ, into knowing your place in Christ, to knowing to what you have. Amen. In Jesus Christ. Amen. And they had faith failure in the wilderness. And we know the story. Amen. They saw the giants. Amen. They saw the land. And they had a big old cluster of fruit that they came back with. They had proof. Amen. That this land was flowing with milk and honey. But guess what? They got to bickering. They got to fear. And the Bible says perfect love, what? Cast out fear. Amen. And I thank God. Amen. I thank God. That when you know who you are and you know what you have in Jesus Christ, you don't have to operate out of how you feel. But it's our obedience that makes the difference in our lives. Amen. They have faith failure right in the wilderness. And I thank God there were only two people, Joshua and Caleb, that said, y'all, we can take the land. Numbers 13, read it when you get changed. Amen. They said, Lord, we can take the land. And y'all, guess what? When we talk about generational curses, listen, he uses our feelings. Our feelings where the enemy can come in. Amen. And have a field day and cause all kind of havoc in our lives. We got to know it's not about how we feel. Amen. But it's about what we know. And I thank God, amen, when we see Caleb and Joshua, I got Caleb and Joshua. I got Caleb, Joshua, Corey, and the chosen. Amen. But God marked their lives out. He said, guess what? I'm done with this generation. They will die in the wilderness. Amen. But those two, Caleb and Joshua, he marked them out. And guess what, y'all? That's how generational curses set in. Amen. And we can almost see the picture play out in our lives. When we make decisions and we operate out how we feel. When we operated about what everybody else said, y'all notice with this in this text, we talk about operating of faith, not feeling. And then y'all know they conversed amongst each other. What you think? What you feel? Yeah, are they giants? Yes, they're giants. What you think? Is the land been consumed? Yes, the land has been consumed. Amen. And they started, amen. And that's the first thing we do.
Yeah.
We got a decision to make. Uh-huh. We got a doctor's report. Or we got, amen, God has brought us to a road of whether to go east or west, or whether we choose left or right. And guess what we do? The first thing we do, we consult with people. We consult with our mama. Not saying it ain't good to consult with your mama, amen? But we consult with everybody else. And the last person that we consult with is the Lord. The first person that we need to consult with is the Word of God. Amen. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own what?
Understanding.
Yeah. In all your ways, what? Acknowledge it. Oh, not some of your ways.
Oh.
Not 99% of your ways. Oh. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will what?
Direct.
He will direct your path. I'm telling you, amen. Well, your feelings will have a pity party. Y'all know that? And you'll start thinking about who did you wrong, who lied on you, who treated you wrong, and what they did, amen. Guess what? The next thing you know, he's leading you right out the door. But thank God for Joshua and Caleb, because their lives were marked out, and they entered into the land of rest. And I thank God over and over again, we see this picture played out. In Judges 16:16, we talk about, amen, a stronghold in generational curses. The Bible says that Samson, right? He pressed upon Delilah every single day.
Yes.
He kept going back and forth with her. Right? And the Bible says it came to pass when he pressed, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death.
Yes.
Amen? And listen, and you can see it because guess what? You can play around. with sin. Amen. You keep on going back and forth. You keep on playing cat and mouse. Right. Eventually, there's a vexation that sets in. And that vexation is a stronghold. And because of what they saw and because of how they felt, that led them to disobedience in the wilderness. And because of that disobedience, a stronghold came upon that generation. And they died in the wilderness. Amen. And it was like, we used to have a little game that we used to do back in the day. Amen. And we used to reverse everything. So if we were going to see a movie, amen, it was a movie, Steven Seagal movie called Mark for Death. Back in the day, I don't know, that was back in the 90s. And we went to see that movie, and I said, hey, can I get 2 tickets for Mark for Life? We were just reversing around. Amen. I know it's going to be boring. Amen. But guess what? Listen, when they disobeyed and they had a faith failure, guess what? They were marked for death. Now, I'm not talking about death, eternal separation from God, but death to the things of God, death to the blessings of God. And I'm telling you, young people, listen, there are consequences. There are consequences. That's it. Yes, it looks good. Yes, it feels good. But guess what? Guess what? You got to have a spirit like Joseph. That he, when Potiphar's wife came after him, he said, no, I'm not going to do it. Amen. Amen. And listen, even Esau, when Esau fell to the trickster spirit of Jacob, he said, oh, I'm hungry. I need something to eat. I'm going to die out here. Esau was not going to die. Amen. And guess what? Because he took the food that Jacob had prepared, guess what? The Bible says he lost his what? He lost his birthright. Amen? And that's why Hebrews 12:14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail by the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. He said, listen, Hebrews 12:16 says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat, he sold his birthright. Amen. And guess what? And for you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited a blessing, guess what, y'all? He was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with his tears. Amen. So not only did they have a faith failure in the wilderness, but guess what? You can have a love failure. Because when you're not broken to how much Christ loves you, when you're not broken to how much he loves you, guess what? Guess what? The world can come and sweep you off of your feet. Yeah. Amen? And so that leads me to my next point, which is, it's when we talk about the rest in Jesus Christ, it's also a rest of compelling faith. Amen? It's a rest of compelling faith. Amen? It's a compelling love that leads to a compelling faith. Amen? It's a compelling love, y'all say that, that leads to a compelling faith. Amen? Listen, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We were here a couple weeks ago. Listen, verse 14 says, for the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then what? We are all dead. Amen? And guess what? When you know how much Christ loves you, when you know what he's done for you, amen, it's a compelling love that will energize a compelling faith. Amen? Joseph had a compelling faith. Amen? He won't go for it. Amen? I thank God for the 3 Hebrew boys. The 3 Hebrew boys, guess what? They had a compelling faith. Listen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. going to live. And for God, we're going to die. And the odds were stacked against them. Listen, and that's why, listen, young people, how you start praising God in your youth.
Yes.
Find out how much Jesus loves you in your youth. Don't wait till you get old. Don't wait till your hair starts falling out and teeth start falling out to fall in love with Jesus Christ. No, fall in love with him now.
Yes.
They knew something. They had something. So the Bible says, train up our children in the way they should go. We got to train our children in love.
Yes.
Amen. First of all, we got to let them know Jesus loves them. And then guess what, y'all? We got to tell them that we love them. Your house has to be an atmosphere of love. Amen. Amen. That when they get out into the real world, they just won't go for everything. They just won't go for anything. Because they don't have an anchoring of the soul to know how much they're loved.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what we see. We see it in the Bible. We see how it plays out. That when we have a faith failure, and the enemy capitalizes on how we feel, and we're just led by how we feel. Amen. Amen. And guess what? When you are walking in concert fellowship, guess what? This is the number one thing. The enemy, he don't wait. He don't attack us when everything's going good. But he waits till when things are going bad. Amen? Amen? You know what? Because we talk about a relationship. And knowing that you know that you are anchored in the love of Jesus Christ, guess what? We're going to go through just like everybody else.
Amen.
Guess what? We're going to suffer like everybody else is going to suffer. Jesus learned to suffer through the things that he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. So what makes you think that you're exempt? That you're not going to suffer? Psalm says, I learned how to live well. I learned how to live right. I learned how to suffer. Because when I suffer, guess what? I'll gain eternal life. You got to learn how to suffer.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Because guess what? Oh, guess what? In this life, you will have tribulation. In this life, you will have tribulation and persecution. In this life, you will get sick. In this life, you will suffer. In this life, you will have calamity. In this life, you will have hardship. In this life, you will get laid off. In this life, you will get furloughed. In this life, people will talk about you. In this life, your kids may go astray. In this life, you will go through. But guess what my Bible said? But be a good cheer. Jesus said, I have already overcome the world. Amen. We don't have to get in, y'all. And guess what? And so when we're going through all this, if you're not anchored in the Lord, amen, there's a storm out over the ocean. And it's moving this way. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus Christ, you will surely slip away. Amen. You've got to be anchored. You've got to be anchored. Amen. And they fail. Amen. Because they didn't have an anchoring in the love of Jesus Christ. That is what God had did for them. Amen. You've got to be anchored. Amen. Amen. And the last point that I have is not only, amen, is it a compelling feeling that we need to have. But when we talk about this rest, it's a rest of submission and surrender.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a rest of submission and surrender. Amen. Listen, you got to know. Amen. Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, come unto me.
Yeah.
All you that need and of heavy laden. He said, I will give you what?
Rest.
Listen, and that first rest, guess what? That's our saving rest. Hallelujah, thank God I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. God saved us. Amen. Our name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we're on our way to glory. And we sing the song, soon as I see Jesus, I'll be satisfied. Uh-huh. But guess what? We don't stop at just being saved.
That's right.
Amen? But this is what 11:29 says, but take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Yeah.
For I am what? Meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find what?
Rest.
Rest. Somebody say rest.
Rest
for your weary souls. Amen? So our rest is not contingent upon whether or not we... So our rest is contingent upon whether or not we fully submitted and surrender our lives to Christ. Listen, when he says, take my yoke upon you, right? That means, guess what? Guess what? You've been yoked up with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? That means he's your master. That means you are his slave. And guess what? He don't do us like the master in the world does. But he said, take my yoke upon you. Then he said, and learn of me. Amen? Listen, you're either controlled by the devil or you're controlled by Jesus Christ. Bible says no man can serve what? Two masters. Either he's going to what? Hate one and love the other. He's either going to love one or serve the other. No man can serve God and man. So guess what, y'all? We've got to be yoked up with Jesus Christ. We've got to obey him. So many people have made Jesus their God. But have you made him Lord? Have you made him your ruler? He's got to take over. He says, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your weary soul. So our rest is contingent upon whether or not we fully submit and surrender our lives to Jesus Christ. Accepting Christ takes care of our peace with God, but it's our submission that takes care of our peace of God that stirs up peace on the inside.
Yeah.
Amen? Not walking in the peace of Christ. Not enjoying because when we're not submitted to Christ, guess what? You're being controlled by the enemy. Amen? You don't have peace. You don't have joy because you're controlled by the enemy. Our total fulfillment, our total completion, our fulfillment is not living your best life.
Amen.
People get saved, and they think, well, I'm saved now. I'm just going to pursue to live my best life. Amen? But guess what? You can no longer live your best life. You got to live his best life. Amen? We got God.
That's right. That's it.
Amen? Our total fulfillment is living his best life.
That's right.
We got to take a back seat. Listen to this. And I'm almost done. Amen? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. In order for God to be Christ, amen? In order for God to be in Christ, Christ had to completely submit to the will of the Father. Amen. He submitted to the will of the Father. Amen. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be made equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation. Took upon him the form of a what? Servant. And was what? Made in the likeness of a man. Amen. And he submitted.
Yes,
he submitted. He was right.
Yeah.
But guess what? He submitted to the will of the Father. He surrendered his right.
That's right.
Yeah. Here, you were wrong.
Come on.
But you don't want to give up your right.
Yeah.
Amen. People don't want to give up their rights. People want to hold on to stuff. What somebody did to them, it don't matter. You've got to give up your rights. Christ gave up his right. He is God.
Amen.
He was God and he is God.
Amen.
He decided to submit and surrender. And he gave up his life to Jesus Christ. Amen. And I thank God for that rest. I thank God, amen, that guess what? We don't suffer like the world. We don't have to sorrow like the world. Amen. We have an anchor, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. For Jesus, and back in our text, he says, because there remains a rest for the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest has also ceased from his own works. That means we've ceased from trying to handle it. We've ceased from trying to control it. And then it says, let us labor to enter into that rest. And that's getting in the Word. Amen. And that's walking in the Word. Amen. For the Word of God is quick, sharp, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Right to the body and the son of the soul and the spirit. The joints in the mouth. Uh-huh. And the son of the intents of our heart. Neither is there any creature. But all things are manifested to him. Amen. Amen. I thank God for his peace. Amen. I thank God for his long suffering. And I thank God, amen. The Bible says in verse 14, I'm going to be out your way. Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Hold fast to your profession, for we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But guess what? In all points he was tempted, as were we, yet without sin. Amen. The reason why we fail, amen, in the wilderness is because we don't know this sympathetic Christ. Amen. The Bible says he's a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. Amen. Guess what? Everything you can ever go through, he felt it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. On the cross. Amen. Physically, the pain that he went through, I talked about it last week, being beat with a 9-pin. Amen. He was scarred. They put nails in his hand. They put nails in his feet. They plucked out his beard. Amen. Any physical pain you can ever go through, guess what? Christ is in touch. For we have not a high priest that can be touched with your feelings. Hear that hurting? Oh, your infirmities. But was in what? All points. Somebody say all points. All points he was tempted. Like we, yeah, without sin. So not only did he feel what we go through physically, but guess what? He feels what we go through emotionally and psychologically. Guess what? He was betrayed. He was denied. He was lied on, being mocked him. He know what it meant to feel shame. Amen. He was spit on. He knows what it means to go through emotional pain, psychological pain, and mental pain. He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Guess what, y'all? And not only that, but even spiritual pain. Guess what? He knows. Amen. When he hung on the cross, it got dark. Amen. And the Bible says, that he said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? He know what it means to be abandoned.
Amen.
Amen. He know what it feels like. Amen. Thank God he's in touch with our feelings. He's in touch.
Thank
enough. They should say, keep on living. Amen. I tried him. And I know him to be a father. I know him to be a brother. I don't care if you lost somebody close, near, and dear. Guess what? He's a man of sorrow. He's acquainted with grief. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what who walked out on you. I don't care what somebody's done to you. He's tough. He's tough. He was wounded for my transgressions. He's bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Amen. Thank God he knows. He knows the burden. He knows the pain. Amen. I don't care what it is. In this COVID-19 pandemic, we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think of. We serve a great high priest. We serve him. Amen. Thank God I know him. Thank God that he lives. He lives.
Yeah.
serious note, thank God for His love. Thank God for His joy. Listen, you can't put it in a bottle. You can't smoke it. You can't take it in pill form. You can't get it in the alcohol. You can't get it in sex. Fornication, you can't get it. Amen. Paul said, I know I went over my time. Paul said, I want to know Him in the power of His resurrection, in the fellowship of His one suffering, even to be made conformable to His very death. Amen. He said, listen. He said, I'm apprehending that. That apprehended after me. We chasing somebody, don't want us. Here Jesus is standing there all the time waiting patiently in line. He said, apprehending after me, which is apprehending after me. And if somebody got it on their voice, fell, man. As the deer panted after the water pool, so is my soul panted. That's the rest. That's the rest. Panted after thee. We got to know, amen, that we're walking in Jesus Christ. And He is that place. I press toward the mark of the high goal, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father, we thank You, oh God, just for who You are. To know that You're God all by Yourself, and beside You there is none other. Father, we pray, oh God, that You just bring us to a deeper depth of how much You love us. Oh God, that we can know beyond the shadow of a doubt that we are in You and that You are in us. God, we thank You because of Your blood that was shed on the ground. We thank You because You've invited us to sup in the presence of You and the Father, that we can be fulfilled, that we can be sustained, that we can be completely satisfied. You said, I satisfy the wrong soul, and I fill the heart with goodness. Somebody that does not know You, oh God, that's suffering, that's dealing with depression, dealing with loneliness. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that You have Your way in all of them. If there's somebody that doesn't know You in the pardon of themselves, we pray that they get to You. God, we love You. We bless You. For it's in Jesus' name. And for it's sake, we pray. Amen.